The 2025 Woollahra Small Sculptural Prize exhibition showcasing works by 54 finalists is currently on display at the Woollahra Gallery at Redleaf until November 16th, 2025. Visitors are encouraged to explore the diverse range of small-scale sculptures, including pieces from ceramic, glass, resin, neon, you name it. To discuss more about this exhibition, Gallery Director Seth Porzborgi joins me now on 2SER 107.3. How are you today, Seth?
Hi, Ava. How are you going?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Yeah, just winding down after a big weekend at the gallery.
Absolutely. Yeah. You had your opening exhibition. How did that go?
Yeah, so we had the opening on Thursday night, which was wonderful. It was a chance for our judges and artists, as well as our supporters, over the course of the prize's 24-year history to kind of come together and celebrate the finalists and the winners of this year's Small Sculpture Prize. The event was really fun. And I mean, I don't know if you've ever been to Woollahra Gallery at Redleaf, but on a nice day, you could be having the most boring event. People were just happy to be there.
Yeah.
We're right on Blackburn Gardens, literally interfacing with Double Bay on beautiful Gadigal and Berriberagal land. And we're extremely lucky to be there. But second to that, the event was a huge success. The exhibition is incredibly fabulous, and there was a real positive energy in the air at the opening. On Friday, I held a director's tour, literally the day after the opening, and I was a little bit dusty, but we had about 40 people come through for that.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, so they could engage with some of my favourite works, but also the winners of this year's prize. And we had a weekend of public programs and activity as well, which included some sculpture workshops, as well as tours by our amazing staff. And more of that is to come, because the exhibition, as you said, runs until the 16th of November, and we have a jam-packed calendar of public programs catering to, you know, art lovers, to audiences with diverse access needs, to artists themselves, as well as supporters of sculpture. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how audiences react to this year's selection.
Wonderful. It sounds like an awesome opening weekend. And the prize is funded by Woollahra Council. And as you've just mentioned, it's in its 24th year, continuing to highlight innovation in contemporary sculpture. How do you keep that momentum alive year after year?
Well, I will mention that the prize was the first acquisitive award for sculpture in Australia. And over the course of its 24-year history, it's played a massive part in, I guess, platforming early career and emerging artists side by side with established artists. And some of the winners over the course of the prize's history have gone on to have kind of illustrious careers in contemporary art. And, you know, back in the early 2000s, we had Archie Moore win the award. And he certainly wasn't a household name back then, but then last year he won the Gold Lion at Venice. And, you know, you can see the career of artists kind of be changed by this cash prize if they're offered at early stages of their careers. Not only that, I mean, I think that the prize's prestige has grown. We have people entering the prize. Essentially, being a finalist in the prize is a great honour. And it gives you an opportunity to share the stage with your contemporaries in contemporary sculpture. And these conversations can be enjoyed by audiences that are, I guess, interested in sculpture, which is an art form that's not platformed a huge amount globally. So I think that the reason why audiences connect and the reason why the momentum on this prize is not lost is because it's truly quite unique. And, you know, this year we offered $25,000 to the prize's winner. For an artist, $25,000 is a huge amount of money. And the finalists are selected, they're blind judged. So the judges don't know who each entry is. Mm. All they're given is an image as well as an artist statement, and they make their selection like that. And then they visit the exhibition once I've installed it, and they select the winners of the prize. Again, blind, not knowing who each sculpture belongs to. So it's very democratic in that way, you know. And in an industry that's, you know, I guess there's a lot of rumors around nepotism and and kind of, yeah, it's quite rare to have that sort of thing, you know. And I'm certainly very proud of it. And I encourage everybody to come and check it out because there's honestly something for everybody.
Absolutely, and you should be proud of it. The Woollahra Small Sculptural Prize is valued at $25,000, as you've previously mentioned. How does the surprise support sort of the emerging artists versus established ones, since this is a blind process?
Yeah, well, I think that emerging artists, if they're interested in, I guess, being exhibited, and as I said before, sharing the stage with more establishing artists, they're encouraged to apply. And it's not, the prize doesn't discriminate. It doesn't matter if you make sculptures in your bedroom after working a 9-to-5 job, or if you have a rigorous, you know, studio practice and are established artist. There's no criteria other than the work must be within 80 centimetres by 80 centimetres. Mm. It's an international prize as well. So we have entries this year from Aotearoa. We have entries from Europe, from the Americas. And historically, you know, it's been quite an international selection of finalists each year. I think that it offers something different to emerging artists who may be working in, you know, I guess in smaller arts ecologies. This prize has kind of national recognition and international recognition. To be a finalist, you get the opportunity to network with some contemporary artists that you might look up to. You can also claim that you're a finalist in the Woollahra Small Sculpture Prize. And, you know, we had 750 entries this
wow.
year, and that went down to 54 entries that were finalists. So I think it offers something different to emerging artists, something that is prestigious, but also accessible. And it is not as, I guess, watered down as some of the other prizes that are out there. It's still held in quite high regard by the contemporary art world.
Absolutely. And Virginia Leonard, the winner of this year's prize, has created a really beautiful sculpture titled "Glad That You're Here and Not Here at All Time, An Urn for Unwanted Limbs and Other Things." What stood out to you personally for this body of work?
So Virginia's practice is quite quite interesting. She's based in Auckland, and she had a life-altering motorcycle accident in the 1980s. And has been living kind of with reduced mobility over the course of her life. She is a career artist. She's been working as a ceramicist for over 20 years now. But what's unique about her work is that her work is completely personified. It's a living and breathing entity. The urn that she's shared with us for this year's exhibition is a porous object that's been adorned with gold and resin. And I interpret it as a body that's been punctured and in pain, whereby the world is trying to cover it up with shiny plastic and fancy gold. But ultimately, the body still weeps. And this visceral nature of the sculpture is kind of really difficult to ignore. When you visit it in person, it honestly has an aura. And I think the interplay of the materials was also interesting to our judges. You know, the way that she has used this resin, which I will mention is not completely stable. So when the gallery does get a little bit of sun, I do see little bits of the resin shift and move. And the fact that it's still kind of alive and changing plays into that metaphor of the body even more. I honestly think it's a pretty unique sculpture, and if your viewers saw an image of it, I recommend they come and check it out in real life. thing about good sculpture is an image never does it justice.
Absolutely.
There's something about encountering a sculpture where the physical scale of your body versus the sculpture creates this interplay, you know. And with small sculpture especially, it's an intimate interplay. It invites you in to look at every little nook and cranny. Mm. And Virginia's work does not disappoint in that conversation.
Beautifully said. That sounds really interesting. I'm really looking forward to checking it out. The 2025 Woollahra Small Sculptural Prize exhibition is now on at the Woollahra Gallery at Redleaf until November 16. You can find more details about the exhibition and the gallery itself at woollahragallery.com.au. Gallery Director Sepp, thank you so much for joining me on 2SER this morning.
Thank you, Eva.